Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward is with my God." And now the Lord says, "Who formed me in the womb of his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is from Psalm 40. We read responsively. I waited patiently upon the Lord, who stooped to me and heard my cry. The Lord put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and stand in awe and put their trust in the Lord.
Happy are they who trust in the Lord. They do not turn to enemies or to those who follow lies. They trust in the Lord and obey.
Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God. In your plans for us, none can be compared with you. Oh, that I could make them known and tell them, but they are more than I can count.
Sacrifice and offering you do not desire. You have opened my ears. Burnt offering and sin offering have not required.
And so I said, Here I am, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me.
I love to do your will, O my God. Your law is deep within me.
I proclaimed righteousness in the great assembly. I have not restrained my lips, O Lord, you know.
I have not hidden your righteousness in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your deliverance. I have not concealed your steadfast love in my heart.
You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me. May your steadfast love and your truth continually keep me safe. A reading from 1 Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ.
The Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you going? Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which was translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord. You
may be seated. I grew up in a household of high aspiring brothers. When my younger brother was in fifth grade, he decided that he wanted to make his own reflector telescope. He determined that he would get one by, grinding his own mirror for this telescope. So Dad filled a 55-gallon drum full of sand to give us a good, stable base for grinding that mirror, and fitted it with a jig to hold the blank in place. I can tell you when later that year we moved to a new place, the movers were delighted to pull that 55-gallon drum out of the basement and get it onto the moving van. One thing that I learned from my brother was that having a star map was critical to finding what you wanted to see in the night sky. It is important to have a star or a constellation that serves as a key to seeing the rest of the sky. Now, I don't know about you, but I recall being a preschooler and my family trying to point out the Big Dipper to me. Now, I had no clue what a dipper was in the first place, so trying to see one in the sky, that was pretty difficult for me. I tended toward a literal interpretation of what they were trying to tell me. There are times when I hear the description, I hear the story, but I cannot make sense of it. There are times when I cannot see precisely because I do not know how to orient my view. There is a way that orienting and seeing the night sky depends on where one is. The northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere, even at the equator, each give a different view. different cultures also use different metaphors for interpreting what they see. Sometimes the received interpretation is borrowed from other cultures, and in the borrowing, the significance is lost. We in the Northern Hemisphere tend to orient to, well, Ursa Major and Ursa Minor, the bears. And also, they include the dippers, right? And from these, we find the North Star, which becomes a guiding light for navigation, for finding our way. Melina and Rohrbaugh speak of Aries being just that kind of constellation in the skies over Israel and the Mediterranean Roman Empire. What we know is that the ram was the first among the constellations. It is the point from which people oriented themselves in viewing the night sky. They also note that Aries was not originally understood to be an adult ram. Instead, it was a young male lamb. Indeed, in Roman mythology, this young lamb was sent to protect the children of the king from an abusive well situation. And it seems to me that this is some significantly loaded imagery. And having received these constellations into our culture, our location, Aries is not the central image for orienting ourselves. Aries is not a story that we know deep in our being. In so many ways, it is lost on us. But not for those who first heard the Gospel of John. And certainly not for those followers of John who had been teaching and baptizing out in the wilderness. When they heard John, that would be the wilderness John, point to Jesus and say, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And later, a day later, "Here is the Lamb of God." They heard through all those layers of meaning from Roman astronomy and mythology, "Here is the one who is first. Here is the one whom we are to take our orientation. Here is the one we are to look to. Here is the one who provides protection and life." Already in John's Gospel, we have heard that the Word of God comes first, that this Word has taken on flesh in Jesus. That wilderness prophet, John, has been identified twice as being secondary to Jesus, coming after Jesus, who is first. When wilderness John's disciples heard him point to Jesus, they dropped everything and followed. They began orienting themselves to Jesus. They began looking to him. They had some expectation that in Jesus there is salvation, indeed life. But like us, John's Gospel notes that wilderness John did not recognize Jesus immediately. Apparently, in spite of hearing the story and the expectation, in spite of even seeing Jesus, he did not quite understand. Remember, wilderness John had heard a voice from heaven say that when he sees the Holy Spirit come down and remain on Jesus, this is the one. You see, in John's Gospel, wilderness John's role is less about his baptizing and more about his testimony. So too for us. We are called to hear the Word of God. We are called to see Jesus for who He is. We are called to orient ourselves to Jesus as our guiding star, our point of reference. But that is not all. We, like Wilderness John, are called to bear witness to Jesus. We are called to offer our testimony about how Jesus has changed our lives. We are called to invite others. At St. Andrew's Lutheran Church, we cannot help but love that first disciple, Andrew. He offers us guidance of our own. He invites others to meet Jesus. He testifies that he has seen the one whom he recognizes as the anointed, the Messiah. He follows Jesus' invitation to come and see by inviting others to the experience. Today, commit yourself to orient yourselves to the Lamb of God. Orient yourselves to the guiding light who takes away the sin of the world. Orient yourselves to this one who offers invitation. Come and see. And more so, like Wilderness John and Andrew after him, bear witness to what you have experienced. Point to the Messiah. And like those early disciples, extend Jesus' invitation. Come and see.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.